FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from Saturday's big FA Cup tie with Guiseley. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with some midweek league action as FC United drew 1-1 with Lancaster City at Broadhurst Park on Tuesday night.
And that's a played out by Wilson, kept in play by Sam Bailey, and then cleared, and somebody's got to get a hold of this ball, and it's Thompson-Smith, chance to do that, plays it to Morris, back to Thompson-Smith, that's for Sinclair-Smith, over halfway, that's better again, see good passing,
good play,
Charlie Ennis, and that's a great looking ball for Cockerline, and he scores, and FC United have given Neil Reynolds the response that he would have wanted. It was slick passing from FC, slid through by Ennis, a perfect ball, and great composure there from Dan Cockerline, who slid it ever so gently but ever so powerfully past Sam Ashton, and FC United are into the lead.
And a speculative ball, decent looking ball there, but it's fallen now for Rob Wilson, right hand side for Lancaster. Plays it out to Sam Bailey, comes into the box, and it's a goal, it's 1-1, and FC just not alert enough there. It's Tom Killifin, ball came over from the right hand side, and Sam Bailey getting involved with the crowd, and 1-1 FC. I just don't think we're alive enough there, as Killifin came in. He was first to the ball and placed it nicely. Lavercombe could do nothing.
Not a great game. Not by our standards. Credit Lancaster, obviously they've come with a game plan, but I didn't really enjoy that. You know, I probably enjoyed Charlie Ennis picking the ball up, sliding Cockerline and then scoring. But listen, credit, you know, people like, you know, Teague, Hudson, Carpathway, they've been round it, you know. But food and drink to them when you put the ball through the air, and that's what we did time and again tonight. And you know, I can't legislate for that. You know, I just don't think we're brave to get on the football and we didn't move it. So it could be tired legs. You know, we've played a lot of games, and you know, Donoghue's missing tonight, Griffith's missing, Tom Stead's missing, we've got a small squad. But I just don't think enough people got to the standard of the game tonight, and that's poor. But there's always positives. We're unbeaten, we're going into the weekend, the FA Cup fourth qualifying round, and we haven't got beat. And other times when you play like that, you could get beat.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking on Tuesday night following his side's 1-1 draw with Lancaster City. Following that result, the club announced two new signings to the squad, former Stoke City under-23s winger Trey Pemberton, while joining the club from Bath City, here's midfielder Jordan Simpson.
Bath to Manchester is quite a journey. How come you're in the Greater Manchester area?
Having recently just relocated to Manchester, I was looking to stay in football at a good level, and United was brought up to me, and I had to snap the hand off at the opportunity. I spoke to the gaffer this morning. He welcomed me with open arms, and I couldn't say no, really.
Obviously, you're a big lad. What's your preferred position?
The midfield area, so whether it be deep lying, attacking, or just a solid centre mid, anywhere across the midfield.
Obviously, you know a little bit about FC. You've had a tour off Renault. Yeah. We've got Guiseley on Saturday. It's a huge game for FC. It's the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. Next round, if we beat them, is the first round proper. How excited are you about that?
Well, everyone knows the magic of the FA Cup. I think you want to take the club as far as possible, and we've got a great opportunity on Saturday to do that. So just going to get in training tonight and then prepare for the game on Saturday.
New midfielder Jordan Simpson there speaking to Tim at training this week. In other news, and the women's team moved to the top of the table on Sunday night following a hard-fought 2-1 win over West Didsbury and Chorlton.
Well, it's going to be a corner to FC United. We've got 17 minutes on the clock. It's going to be Maxine Smith to take this. In it comes. Bailey's there and gets a toe on it. And there is Jade Parker on the back post. And FC United have not been in this game at all in the opening 18 minutes, Paul. But that's actually the first shot on goal. The first shot on target.
Well, yeah, Jade Parker, we've seen her in a few different spells with FC's women. And this is her latest reappearance. And she's marked it with a goal.
Well, it's a goal kick and it's taken short. And FC United trying to win this ball back now. But West Didsbury get the ball out to this near side. And here's Young now with the ball inside FC United's half. Young plays it forward towards Mitchell. Mitchell there with a bit of trickery. Mitchell gets the ball back. Mitchell's one-on-one. And that is a great goal. Mundell there with the layoff pass. And to be fair, Paul, with 17 minutes played in the second half, it is kind of what West Didsbury deserve.
They've been threatening a goal for a good while now.
But it is a corner, FC United to take this with Chambers over on the far side. Chambers, in it comes. Oh, and she sliced.
It's gone.
You know what, dear listener? That goal was a worlder.
Well,
she, on her left foot, I was about to say it's an outswinger, but she deliberately put swerve on that and nailed it towards the back post. In off the post, 2-1 the score.
In the 87th minute. And that's the kind of thing that, I mean, Kirsty Chambers, I was talking before, she's been a thorn in this side for many years and she's gone and done it again.
And I'm right, she did mean that.
I'm pretty sure she did. I don't think that was a fluke by any means.
Cam, a big thank you for joining us. They often say that championship winning teams can dig out results when they're not playing as well as they normally do. I mean, that was very much the case this afternoon, I thought.
Yeah, I thought we started off slow. It took us a while to get into the game. Second half, we applied a bit more pressure. And I think we personally got out of jail a little bit today with the last minute winner. But that being said, it's not coincidental that we keep scoring late on and we pile on the pressure. And we've seen a bit of reward from it in the past two league games.
All that said, I mean, you know, we could talk about the performance, but they were top of the league. Given the fact we had that long away, we had a couple of players out missing today, got to be happy with the outcome.
Yeah, always looking for the 3 points in the league. We've got a few key players missing for various reasons. Some new players have not come in and played before together, so it was a little bit of a nervy start, and with the wind as well, it played a bit of a factor, but another 3 points. Not the most convincing win, however, it is something to build upon towards the next week.
I just caught a little word with Kirsty on the way out. The obvious question was, did you mean it? And she says, yes. So she belted it.
Yeah, I think it's one of them where she might have seen something and gone for it. And sometimes it's completely off and sometimes it works for you. So I think she must have seen something and trying to go on for it. And it's, some can class it as luck, some can class it as a bit of awareness, but it's gone our way again today.
I hate to repeat some of the questions I've asked you in the past, but Jordan Bailey, again, ran her socks off today.
Yeah, I think she's been magnificent, and I think the opposition have voted for her as player of the game. She's one of them, she will not stop running, and she puts on pressure constantly. And to be fair, I think when she took a tumble in the first or second half, she was playing with one eye and it's already bruised up and it looks pretty bad. So she's done unbelievably well to even just to play with one eye as well.
There was it looked like a nasty challenge from where I was. Admittedly, I'm 4 miles away on the balcony, but the tackle on Maxie Smith, how is she?
Yeah, she's had to come off as precautionary measure, but her ankle doesn't look too good. She's on crutches at the moment. She's going to get it checked out, but hopefully it's just a bad sprain and nothing more because she's a pivotal part of the team. We can just assess it and see how it goes and then take it from there. And it depends on the swelling as well. If it swells up quite a bit, it takes a lot longer to assess the injury. So fingers crossed it's nothing too serious.
And obviously the unbeaten run continues, and hopefully that will continue next week. Coming up is the big game against Charlie. What's your thoughts on that game coming up this weekend?
Yeah, plenty of momentum to take into us next week, and it's another challenge against somebody in the league above. But for us, we don't change our style and our approach for anyone. We didn't change our style for Leeds United in pre-season. We didn't change our style for Huddersfield Town. And we walk for Chorley. We will play how we always want to play, and we will look to dominate the game. So it's an exciting challenge for us.
Women's team manager Cameron Hussain there speaking to Ben following his side's 2-1 win over West Didsbury and Chorlton. Next up for the women's team will be that third qualifying FA Cup tie at home to Chorley this Sunday at Broadhurst Park, 1 p.m. kickoff. And speaking of the FA Cup, FC United's men's team welcomed National League North side Guiseley on Saturday for a fourth qualifying round tie in North Manchester. To hear all about the mood in the FC camp heading into the game, Ben caught up with manager Neil Reynolds on Thursday evening.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us, and let's get straight into it. How's preparations going for the FA Cup this weekend?
I won't lie, Ben. You know, we're excited. It's a real good feeling around the club, around the camp. It's a chance for my squad and the club to make a little bit of history. Since arriving at the club, I'm, you know, fully aware of what's gone on in the past and, you know, the great cup run in 2010 and I think a few years ago since we were at Chesterfield. So now I want this squad to go make themselves a little bit of history. So, you know, it's a good feeling around the place.
What have you made of the starts of the campaign more generally? Because still unbeaten, we have to say. A lot of draws in there, but draws against teams you'd expect to be in and around the playoffs. So what have you made of the start?
I think somebody said to me the other day, it's the first time, you know, in FC United's history that we've got to October the 20th being unbeaten. So, you know, it's fantastic. You know, we've played some really difficult teams, and you only have to look at the Lancaster game the other night. You know, they're on the back of a 4-2 win. They come, they have a game plan, and, you know, they stick to it. And, you know, at the end of the game, we didn't play particularly well, but we took a point. And then you look back on the draws, you know, Scarborough looking strong, Nantwich are looking strong, Hart is your local derby. But then we've got some wins squeezed in there as well, and, you know, it's good. You know, the confidence is really high. If someone would have said to me, got to October the 20th, I think you'll still be unbeaten, and you're going into the FA Cup weekend in the fourth qualifying round, I don't think anyone would have believed me, you know, to be honest. But here we are. We can get a break from the league action. I'm so proud of the players. You know, we have a really small squad. And, you know, the players have adapted themselves really well. They've kept on top of the fitness. Even when lads have had to come out, you know, lads have stepped in there. And they're a great bunch to work with. And I'd like nothing more for this group to go and make a little bit of history for themselves.
You mentioned that the history of FC United and the FA Cup. Obviously, you mentioned, you could talk about, you know, 10 years ago. We could talk about, getting through to the first round and playing Chesterfield. How important is the FA Cup to what you're trying to achieve at the club?
I mean, it's massive. You know, if it was a player, you know, I got there years and years ago and we got to the second round and played Cambridge and we got being there to a Trevor Benjamin penalty away. But, you know, as a manager, you know, never got there. But it's just the thought of it now. You know, we've got a monumental task to overcome, a really strong Guiseley squad. But, you know, we've given ourselves a chance. We've got a home tie. We're 90 minutes away. You know, we'll be about 90 minutes plus penalties maybe. But there's no better feeling. You know, and every manager up and down the country, not league level, wants to get to the first round proper. And, you know, that's what I want. But I'm desperate for the club. The club's come a long way in the last couple of years and deserves a lot of success. And there's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes to give us the platform that we're on now. The lads deserve it because they've really stuck to the task and, you know, they've come a long way as well as a relatively new group. And it'd just be nice, you know, for a non-league team at our level to get to that first round and maybe get a flum draw. But like you said, we've got a big task to overcome yet, and it will mean nothing come quarter to five if we don't progress to the first round proper.
Well, hello everybody and welcome back to Broadhurst Park. Bit more rainy than normal. I think we can safely say winter football has arrived in North Manchester, and you join us here for FA Cup action this afternoon. It's FC United of Manchester against Guiseley in the fourth qualifying round of this season's FA Cup. And joining me here in the rain, but undercover, well, I am. The two commentators are actually in the rain. James and Keg joins us now. Hello, James.
Good afternoon.
How's the rain?
It's the worst kind, driving, incessant, that sort of rain that isn't going to go away.
No, it's not.
It's the solid grey above.
Keg has fought ahead and positioned his stool slightly further back, so he's staying relatively dry. Hello, Keg.
Afternoon, everybody. It's approaching horizontal now, isn't it, that rain?
Yes, it
lovely.
Is. So, could be historic today. We've only ever won this game twice before at this stage. Obviously, 5 years ago, it was myself, Swampy and Stato Paul in the Midlands against Sporting Calza. And then 10 years ago, to the very day, Barrow at Gig Lane. And who was commentating on that goal? James and Keg. Omens.
Which goal was that?
It was Carlos Rocca's goal against Barrow.
Yes.
It just consists of James trying to commentate and Keg just shouting, "Get in," repeatedly.
have you listened to it?
We played it in the build-up.
And Spender take. Now the referee gives him a signal, and finally, for what seems like an age, here it comes. Spender, big cross. That's a good-looking ball.
We couldn't really see that. There's a crowd of players in front of it.
Well, Sam Ashton trying to throw the ball out quickly.
And he did, to a Barrow player.
But he's got it back.
So. Yeah, he took a deflection. The Barrow player tried to chip the ball forward, took a deflection, and Sam Ashton grateful to get that ball back.
Carl
distributed
Jenkins
up the right.
Long ball to Norton. Now then, Norton on the right-hand side, slides it back.
Four plays in the box.
Ovington now, can he get this ball across for FC?
He does. There's a shot, goes in.
He's got it! He's got it! He's got it!
Yes!
Right.
Get in!
FC United have taken the lead here with about 13 minutes to go. And that really was a great long ball. Norton slid in. Ovington slid it across. And it was finished, we think, by Norton, and then touched in by...
I don't care.
Well, nice. We're always impartial here at FC United Radio, of course.
Stuff impartial.
And I will confirm the scorer for you.
When it comes up on the scoreboard. Paul could tell us.
Now, this is a real test, seriously, of FC's... it's a real test now for FC.
The statistician believes it was Norton that scored. We shall see.
Rocker. The goal scorer, according to the scoreboard, is Carlos Rocker. But now, big test for FC of their emerging professionalism. 12 minutes away from a first round proper tie away to Rochdale.
Wow.
I've still got it. So,
yeah. I'm not going to promise I won't do it today.
You're fine. But yes, so we're hopeful. But we have been at this stage of the FA Cup five times and only won twice. What do you think for today?
No, I think it could go either way. Guys, they're obviously division above, but they've played two league games, one win, one defeat. FC still unbeaten this season. And there's an endurance in FC. There's a lack of cohesion up front, but generally, FC have found a way to at least get a point out of it, or a draw out of each game, and have won all the cup games. So, new signing today.
One on the bench.
Jordan Simpson starts, and Trey Pemberton on loan from Stoke on the bench. So that's exciting, and I think much needed really with Lenehan going off. And although Neil said he's got a lot to choose from in midfield, he also said if he could find the right signing, he would go for it. So I'd rather have a plethora of choices rather than a kind of thin bench like there was the other day.
The good news is, Keg, we have saved our best performances for the Cup this season in Pontefract Coles and the away game in the last round, the last round before last, against Curzon Ashton.
Yeah, and I think home advantage might count for something today, and not just because of the weather. It'll be, obviously no away fans today, so... and it's the first time, I think, guys, they've played in front of a crowd this season.
Is it really?
I think so, yeah.
See,
so
that's a hell of a stat.
Thank you very much.
Good news, everybody at home listening from an FC United perspective. Luke Griffiths is back. He's gone straight into the side, though, James. I mean, I can't quite work it out, but it's been a while since he's played.
Well, it's over 3 weeks because there was a two-week gap. He was suspended. There was a two-week gap. He couldn't play the other night. So that's two games. So, I had 3 weeks. But obviously... quality player, and you'd get him straight back in as soon as you could, unless there was any fitness issues, which I'm sure there isn't.
I think it got mentioned once in commentary on Tuesday night, what could Luke Griffiths do in this game? And I know against Stafford you said in the second half, this game's crying out for Luke Griffiths.
Missed him, so
we've got him back today, which is good.
Oh, absolutely. I think the teams are quite close, really. I think Renault went on record a couple of times last season, reckons this team could hold its own in the division above, and based on that and the fact that Geisley are mid-table coming off the back of a defeat, I don't see any reason to fear them. I don't see any reason to sit back or play defensively. We should go at them.
Now, many of you at home listening from an FC United perspective, that is, hello to everyone listening from Geisley.
Or Gilsley,
as it's known on TalkSport. This is a stereotypical comment I'm about to make about National League North sides. They're big. Very big. So I'm suspecting they're going to be playing a certain way, James.
Yeah, I think, and it may not be dissimilar to the way Lancaster played on Tuesday night. Physical side, as we've discussed, FC are not the biggest side, but I think there's a bit of steel about FC. Although we, you know, there are moments where there've been mistakes at the back and chances missed and so on, but there is. I think that the unbeaten thing is not an accident, as it were. It's a sign of a team that's it's together. And I think that that they can stand up to the physical side of the game.
So just to confirm what James said earlier, Jordan Simpson, brand new signing from Bath, goes into the starting 11, and Luke Griffiths starts as well. As for everywhere else, it's pretty much as you were. Lavercombe, the same back four. Potts is captain, and Cockerline up front as well. Again, Keg.
I think he's made a good start to his career at FC United. I'm happy with that. He gives us options, if you like, from what you've said about Geisley. He gives us Geisley type options going forward if we need them, and I think to a degree the conditions are going to play a part as well today.
Charlie Ennis starts as opposed to comes on as a substitute. Just to confirm what happened midweek, it was because of the yellow card hanging over Fowler that he was substituted just before half time. But it, as Neil said, James, in his post-match interview, it kind of worked out for the best, really, because Ennis then set up the goal.
Yeah, well, it was a perfect start to the second half after a very sort of messy first half from both sides to some extent. Plan A or plan B, whatever, was to get Ennis on. He put a perfect through ball in, and as you say, Cockerline executed. It was just a shame that FC then conceded the equaliser a few minutes later. But... absolutely, the substitution worked, and I think it wasn't just the substitution, was it? It was whatever Neil said to the players at half time, because the side was a little all over the place in the first half. Not brave enough on the ball was Neil's major comment, and too many long balls and so on, which were just gobbled up by the big Lancaster back three. But Fowler, I think it's good to see him on the bench, and he's likely to play a part, I would think, at some stage.
Yeah, Homson Smith had a good game, as did Finlay Sinclair Smith on Tuesday night, I felt. When it comes to the scheduling, there's this game today, and it is going to be a hard fought game in these weather conditions. Then Tuesday night, back in the league away at South Shields, which is going to be a tough game, Keg.
And then a tough game in the
FA Trophy against Marsh United, who were at Marsh are also, even though they're step four, they're playing Brackley today. So they're in the FA Cup as well. So they're no mugs. So tough run of games coming up, which has to factor into, I suppose, how we play over the next three games in a weird way.
How do you prioritise games, do you think? How do you think Renault's prioritising games? League, Cup,
I think you've got home, away? I think given the season we're having and the fact that...
Cup.
It has to be the cup because of the money.
We want cup draws at home, don't we? We want home games, don't we, really? We need home games, unlike Geisley, who it doesn't really matter if they get paid playing or not. So, we do need.
We asked Neil on the NPL show this week about the current situation with the fact that ourselves, South Shields and Scarborough, are playing the season with one arm tied behind our back in a way. I know Geisley aren't playing in front of crowds, they're subsidised too at this stage.
Half today, because we're giving them half of our money as well.
Yes. So, I mean, it is tough, and hopefully the government and the FA will act at some point and help out. Everyone's staring at me, dead cynically. Come on, the FA and the government aren't that bad, are they? Hello? Is this on? Hopefully the government and the FA will act, and we'll sort ourselves out with South Shields and Scarborough. But anyway, as Neil Reynolds comes out wearing the same jacket as me, everyone, I think you'll find... This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. FA Cup, fourth qualifying round action this afternoon, FC United against Geisler. And it's now time to hand over to your expert commentary team. It's Keg, but first, James Quinn.
Number seven, Harrit, but he's dispossessed by Curtis Jones, who plays it to Dodd. Dodd is back to Doyle, and Doyle spreads it out right-hand side for Aaron Morris. Under a bit of pressure from Johnson, but does well, shrugs him off. And now he gets the ball back, takes it into the area. Good work from Morris. And it surely has to be a penalty.
It is.
It is. An excellent thrusting run there from Morris. Very difficult to deal with when a player's coming at you at pace. And
the atmosphere cranks up another notch, James.
Well, Ennis missed a penalty. 7 days ago. That was redeemed by a goal later on by Coquelin, as Brad Wade steps forward. A little bit of gamesmanship, no doubt, from him.
Yep, Ennis to take again.
Well, FC United really could do with this finding the back of the net. Very interesting challenge for Ennis. He's the best player of a dead ball at FC United. Can he give FC a 1-0 lead here? And he comes, and he does!
There is it.
And FC United into the lead.
Ennis with the penalty low to the keeper's right.
And Wade had gone the wrong way there, but the penalty quite clear there as Morris went through there, brought down. Great run from Morris. And then the penalty executed perfectly here by Charlie Ennis. No nerves, having missed one 7 days ago, and no chance for Brad Wade. It's FC United 1, Guiseley 0.
Just coming up to 10 minutes, and well, the conditions just deteriorate and deteriorate. Just when you think it can't get any worse.
Nicholson wins a throw for Guiseley, halfway inside FC territory. Left hand side as Guiseley go forward here.
Wafula is certainly getting the worst of the weather, isn't he, with these slips, and well, that's three or four now.
Yep. Need a special heavy-duty studs on a day like this, but Jones battling away. Griffiths plays it back, but the water held it up, and it's a goal, and that was so likely to happen. Griffiths there, if you're gonna pass it, you've got to really pass it with, well, very definitely with a heavy touch, and Griffiths there trying to pass it back. In normal conditions, that would have been fine, but Wafulu straight onto it, it held up in the water, and it's 1-1 into the final 2 minutes. Mark Howarth on his own half, on the halfway line, in the centre circle. Jones has got to get rid of this one, does so, but again, it will be Guiseley that mop up. Gillam going backwards, but now on the turn, keeps the possession nicely. Plays it back to Nicholson. Nicholson square ball, Ben Sharif. Fowler and Griffiths trying to pressurise him. Good turn there on the right hand side from Cowan. But FC have the ball back now. Potts. Now it's Linney. Linney into Fowler now. Fowler. 30 yards out. Fowler. Nice ball. Finley Sinclair Smith. Into the box. Sinclair Smith. Shoots.
It's in! It's in!
It's taken a deflection. And FC United take a 2-1 lead here. Just as 89 minutes are out. It's an unfortunate deflection for Guiseley. But Sinclair Smith there, the ball came across, and Sinclair Smith hung on to the ball. He took his time, he took the shot, and it's deflected off a Guiseley defender. And in the final minute of this contest, FC United have a 2-1 lead. And what am I talking about? Sinclair Smith might not be suitable for these conditions.
Well, neither of us have been perfect today on many levels, but I'll be honest, I didn't see that coming in the second half, the way it was panning out. I honestly didn't. All credit to FC United and Smith there.
But FC have still got plenty of defending to do here. Yeah. They'll be
Stay focused.
I would have think there'd be 4 or 5 minutes of added time. Griffiths gets ahead of it, he can't control that header. Now Morris, can he get rid? He kicks it out for a throw-in. Mr McNamara still does not blow the final whistle. We played 40 seconds over the 49 minutes. Nicholson with a long throw now. FC have got to stick to this right to the end here. So much at stake. And it comes now. It's
closing
outside
down.
The air. It comes out left hand side. Closing Nicholson with a cross. Down. And it comes. He beats everyone. He goes out. And there's the final
win.
And FC United of Manchester progress to the first round proper of the FA Cup with a stirring 2-1 win. And I will at this point give credit to both sides for making a great spectacle in appalling conditions here. We didn't think the game would finish at one stage, but well, our producer Ben said this game will finish, and he was correct. But FC United showed superb character there when it was 1-1 in the first section of the second half. Guiseley with the team creating chances. FC just couldn't get a foot on the ball. But as they just stuck to their guns, kept Geisley out, and in the end found the winner. Finlay Sinclair Smith there, great work there, a deflected goal, and FC prevail.
Well, I'd read that second half slightly differently. I think FC United, I think Geisley gutted at the end of the game, and rightly so. They have put in a tremendous performance this afternoon, dominated for at least 30 minutes of the second half, and quite frankly, FC United rolled the luck. Geisley could have quite easily scored three in that second half if their finishing had been just slightly better and we had been slightly more unlucky than we were. But I couldn't honestly see where that goal was coming from as the game came to a close. But I mean, all credit to Smith and the team. We've done it, and we're through to the FA Cup first round. Some questions for Renault during the post-match.
Well, perhaps a little while get a few scores from Ben and we'll start speculating about
what are we going to get.
Giddy.
Well done, you two. That's your second time you've commentated on us getting through to the first round of the FA Cup, so you've got one up on Swampy. Well done. It's all right, Swampy, we'll do it next year, me and thee. All right, we'll do it next
no,
year.
No, we want
right.
to win.
Right, let's give you the full-time scores as we've got it. Big upset at the Diva Stadium. Congratulations to Marine. Chester 0, Marine 1.
Double whammy for Chester this week with their problems with their driving cinema as well. You know, I say that on the news. No, we'll come on to that later.
Oh, come back. Okay. Ilkeston 0, Hartlepool United 6. So no upset there. Just seeing where else we've got. Barnet got through, 3-2 winners. Torquay United are also in the hat. They were 2-0 winners. Solihull Moors beat Wrexham 4-0. Don't want to go to Solihull Moors.
Better bin.
It's next
at
to
night.
The airport.
It's next to the big Jaguar factory, isn't it?
Yeah. South Shields currently 2-0 up against Halifax, so it's probably likely, without cursing it for them, that they'll be in the hat on Monday. Stockport County 1, Chesterfield 1 is a latest score. Bromley are also through, 1-0 winners against Sutton. It's currently 3-3 between Yeovil and Dover, and it's 2-2 between Weymouth and Oxford. Havant and Waterlooville beat Bath City. Brackley Town beat Marsh United 5-1. Darlington are in the hat, 2-0 winners against Cambridge. Eastleigh beat Western Supermare 3-1, and Eastbourne are also through. So who cares? It's going to be Sunderland, isn't it?
Sunderland at home?
At home.
On the telly?
On the telly.
Not this telly?
Not this telly. Well, I'm sure they'll let us.
Yeah, oh, sure they will. got two hopes and Bob's on the golf course.
Well, stick around, because we will have the post-match reaction from Neil Reynolds, just once they've done this lap of honour. But, Keg, this season's turning into a weird one, both on and off the pitch. But
yeah, Fortress Broadhurst Park.
I think it was last week we were talking, weren't we, with the Stafford Rangers game pre-match, and I was saying, just enjoy it, everyone. Just see where it takes us, and, well, here we are.
Here we are, and we don't mind the rain now, do we?
Yeah, just a reminder, the draw will be taking place on Monday night, and it will be on the BBC. So,
okay.
Wait and see where the draw. They normally have it at a clubhouse, don't they? Somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. It'll be somewhere with. Well, they only have different fans of different teams, but they won't have that now, will they?
No.
And the clubhouse will probably be short of it.
They'll be on
three.
Zoom calls, won't they?
It'll be somewhere in Tier 1, won't it?
Yeah.
It won't be round here.
Oh, that's a good point. Let's see what happened with Skem. Stafford Rangers 1, Skelmersdale United 4.
Wow.
So congratulations to Skelmersdale United. Not only their first season back in Skelmersdale, but now through to the first round. That's a club that's been on a journey, so congratulations to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, why we couldn't do that to Stafford last week, I don't know.
Just waiting for other full-time scores to appear as and when we get them. But
do you want me to tell you about Chester, by the way, then, while you're waiting?
What's this driving? The driving
on the news. Did no one saw it? It was on the local news. The fact that they'd looked to have a driving cinema in that big car park they've got. And they had a problem, though.
What was the problem?
The problem is, Wales is in lockdown, and it goes through the middle of the ground. So unfortunately, the toilets were in Wales, and they couldn't use them. So that was their major problem. So double blow for Chester.
Well, here in the Northern Republic, no such problems this afternoon. FC United safely through to the first round.
Well, I have nothing but fulsome praise for it. the FC players today. And that moment of good fortune that FC did get with the deflection, but it came from some great work. And I think it's the way FC just hung in there at a time when the guys, he just looked the better side.
Here's the thing. Geisley are the better side. They're a division above us. And, you know, Neil says, I think our team is good enough to play in the National League.
Which we said, yeah.
We played really well against Curzon.
Yep.
You know, that was a big occasion and we did well. It was backs against the wall here. It was going to take a goal on the break to do it.
And we rolled our luck.
We did. But that's what we had to do.
Yeah.
It's like we were saying in the first half, it's just unfortunate, the back pass, because you, as a lower ranked team, you require luck in these games, a lot of good fortune.
Especially in that.
Yeah, and we got it.
Especially in that weather, absolutely.
With the deflection. But I do agree with you guys, they will be kicking themselves. But
they were gutted at the end. They were absolutely spent and gutted.
Particularly, I mean, those things like that, you know, at the very end when Gillam tries that shot from just outside the box, when he's, instead of, he's sticking one in the box and see what happens, you know. If it goes in the top corner, great, but if it doesn't, then...
The one right at the death, yeah. And the fact that they put two or three, literally, inches wide, one over the bar, one just wide of the post. But we said, didn't we, though? We said, taking your chances will be so important. We didn't have many. How many chances did we have in the second half? One, and we scored it.
Well, that was the clear cut. There was a side... Dodd put one
in the
side netting.
That was the side netting, yeah.
Just to say, at Stockport County, it's going to penalties. Stockport County 1, Chesterfield 1, and that penalty shootout now underway. And Neil Reynolds joining us in a second for this post-match interview. Stockport County now 3-2 up against Chesterfield in that penalty shootout. Tense times, everyone. Neil Reynolds coming up the ladder. So I'll hand over to James and Keg for this post-match interview.
In that extraordinary game of football, Neil, what was the key ingredient in the victory, would you say?
I don't know. Just so proud of them. What a fantastic bunch of lads I've got there. What was the key ingredients? Belief. You know, we talk about this, don't we? You know, one team will get to the first round proper. We set off on our journey, you know, and I said to the lads at the start of the game, you know, I talked back to the relegation season and I talked about the recruitment, you know, lads wanting to play for the badge, what we threw together. I talked about Brighton away, you know, the away trip. And I just said to the lads, you know, this is their time. You know, we look at the pictures left and right of us in the tunnel and they're amazing memories, but this is their time. We've got such a special bunch and I could see in their eyes, you know, it was belief. And thought first half we were tremendous, you know, unlucky from Luke, back pass. But then, you know, the substitutions were great and we deserved the win, didn't we? You know, we had to withstand a lot of pressure. We're a good side, guys, but the one word that sums up for me is belief. And I couldn't be any more proud of what I am sat here now.
Speaking of substitutions, I've got to make a confession to you. You know, at half time we speculated who might come on and I said, Finlay Sinclair Smith, probably not the player who's going to suit these conditions, is he? So I don't know how much I know, but what sort of prompted you to pick him as someone to bring on?
So we knew how the game was going to develop, so we did a lot of work on our press. We obviously get the analysis pod, so we knew who was tiring during the game. Charlie Ennis put a wonderful shift in, and I thought, you know, we'd narrowed him off as a three, and now it was time to see if we could get on the outside of the third centre-half, and there was really only Finn that could do that. And I thought when he came on, he just lit the place up, you know, not just his goal, but his running, his tenacity. And, you know, Finn was tired from the other night. You know, he's not played a lot of football yet. Played 90 last week, then he played 65 on Tuesday, and he's come on tonight. And, you know, it's what we've got. We've got quality and abundance. And, you know, I had three or four lads that I didn't use today. You had just every one of them. So, yeah, you know, Finn and then Morgan Thompson-Smith, and I thought Fowler did great when he came on as well. I thought he led the line really well.
And how much is it about character? And the togetherness of the team as well as
at one all, you know, they're dug out and rightly so. They're saying it's coming. They can feel it coming. We were standing a lot of corners and throw-ins, and you know, we defended, you know, superbly well. And it is character. It is. But like I said, with 10 minutes to go, I kind of didn't lay into Potsy, but I said, "We're going quiet. You know, I need you back on the ball. I need Griff back on the ball." I said, "If there's ever going to be a time, this is our time. You know, we can't look back in 10 minutes ago. We're out of the FA Cup. We're going pale. Go and have a go." And then, you know, it fell to Finn and boom, and I'll be honest with you, that last 4 minutes was the longest 4 minutes of my life.
Same here.
Tell you. But no, yeah, character, belief, all the buzzwords.
Just a quick word about the conditions we played in today. as the game, as the first half wore on, it became clear that the pitch was becoming less and less of a passing pitch. Mm. How did you change your approach to the game?
You probably noticed we did, because we were asking Curtis to go longer than what he normally does, and you know, he's not a long ball player, and a lot of balls got carried out, but we just didn't want to give the ball away like we did, and it scared us a little bit. You know, Luke, 99 times out of 100, that back pass is on, and Dan clears it. But we had to change, and we went long a little bit, and then we pressed on the second ball, which we do sometimes, but it just meant that we were asking Jordan to do a little bit more than what he was capable of. Yeah, he hasn't played a lot of football, but he did, and you could see him blowing up there, and then with the changes. But no, listen, you've got to credit the ground staff as well, and you know, all the fans that put money into this amazing stadium and the pitch. You know, anyone else, that game's off, you know, but he just kept seeping through, and the water was, you know, going away, and you know, let it breathe for a bit now. It's got 7 days to, you know, have a good rest.
From Jordan Simpson, did okay. I mean, it was difficult. What conditions to play?
I thought he did really well. I thought he nullified the number 10. The number 10 in the first half, the big lad. You know, he makes some play, and you know, sometimes when you go and ask someone to go man to man on somebody, you don't realise what they're doing. But he stopped kind of the danger man, and then we could see him get a little bit tired in the second half. And you know, it's not Morgan Thompson-Smith's game to go and stop the 10 from playing, but I said go and play on the other side of him, and you know, he played some great balls when Morgan came on. But really happy with Jordan's debut, you know, couldn't be happier, to be honest. And it just strengthens the squad, and you know, now we're going into a big week, and you know, Donoghue will be back as well, so we've got, you know, we've got selections.
Yeah, Chris Doyle pretty immense today. I thought that we just a few times, the last ball, it was
what
so important.
You know, the one that they fizzed across the box, and he's got his body onto it, and he was incredible. You know, and he is every game, Doyle. You know, he's a big miss when, you know, he was injured in pre-season. But you know, I've been, you know, at times I've been critical of the back four, but I just thought they were brilliant. And Dan, you know, Dan just takes so much pressure off us. But special mention to Aaron Morris today. You know, I thought, you know, you talk about man of the match performances, and I don't know who you give it to, but for me, you know, me and Morris had a chat. Again, the things that people don't see, we had a chat after Tuesday's game, you know, and he said his confidence is a little bit low and he needs to do it. And we just had a really good half an hour on the phone. I said, just get back to doing what you do, Aaron. You're an attacking fullback. Times it won't always go for you. Don't try and do things that isn't in your game, and the run for the penalty. But not just that, but everything about his game. And I just thought he was superb.
Just on, I thought 1-1 at half time was a pretty fair result. I think there was the suspicion of a handball in for when they were coming in, and I think the payback for that was when the ball stopped in the water for them for Geisley. So easy come, easy go with that one. 1-1 at half time, fair result. Out for the second half. Again, a fair start to the second half, and then I think Geisley started to get on top and grind out and strangle the game a little bit for quite a while.
Yeah.
And then we came back at it for the last 15-20.
They're a good side, Geisley. You know, we knew we'd have to be at our very best to withstand what they've got. You know, the management team I spoke to before, they've got some superb players in there, and a new threat. You know, the National League North, its aerial ability, its set pieces, its throw-ins, and you know, they work on. You can see they've got four or five variations of what they do. And we had to stand up and be big. I thought, you know, in terms of the game, I thought for half an hour some of our football was great. We scored, then we dropped off a little bit, and just before the goal came, even though it was a back pass, I think we were a little bit sloppy. We go in at 1-1, but like I just said before, I said we don't get second chances in the FA Cup. You know, it's now or never, and you know, in 45 minutes time, can this dressing room, you know, be literally rocking like it is now, or are we going to be despondent and having to pick ourselves back up to go to South Shields on Tuesday night? It's the first one. It's absolutely rocking, and the lads have given everything. You know,
well, exactly, and that's borne out by the fact that when the game started, it was noticeable that virtually across the pitch, in every single position, their play was physically bigger than ours.
Yeah. I mean, they came out of the tunnel. They landed a giant, some of them. But I remember being in the National League North, and you know, a lot of teams play that way, and it's not doing them a disservice, because guys have a good footballing side as well. But I just felt that, I don't know. You know, I spoke to Ben before, and I just said, we'll have to be our best, but I think we'll win. And Chaddy had 2-1 down, so he told me it would be 2-1 today. So, you know, we were. So I just, you know, you've got to say commiserations to the opposition.
Yeah, a little sprinkling of luck for us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But we're just delighted. And, you know, I've talked about this for many years. You know, there's always one team that gets to the first round proper, and can it be us? And it's that, I showed the lads a cup beforehand, and it just says dream big. You know, dream big, and you know, we did dream, and but we fully deserve our place, and now we're all on the draw Monday night.
Absolutely.
So just educate me quickly. The equipment you've got, actually, you can actually see live who is
tiring. That's what Mike Mike does a lot of that work, so it gives us our stats. It tells us, you know, in terms of distance covered, so we know mm-hmm. our average distance that we're meant to be, and you can see, you know, minute by minute what they're putting in, and you can see when they're deteriorating. So they've covered 10k during the first half, and then they're all covering a k maybe 15 minutes in the second half.
I just never knew it was live. I always thought it was something you looked after.
No,
game,
no, no. So we look at it, so we go something. Straight into our iPad.
Wow.
So it's
So let's look ahead briefly before we let you go. Sal Shields, that is exactly the fillip you need before going to a tough game like that.
Small game, isn't it, on Tuesday
just
night?
Just a big week,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, big week. Listen, Sal, I don't know how they've gone on today. They were playing Halifax. 2-0. South Shields have won 2-0. Brilliant. You know, I'm delighted. You know, what a statement for the Northern Premier League, you know, to have, and I believe maybe Skenmet won as well. And, you know, yeah. It's great. So, you know, you're going to have two teams really, you know, on top of the game on Tuesday. You know, it would have taken a lot out of them today. It's taken a lot out of us today. I fully respect Graham and Lee's team. That, you know, for me, I know people say they haven't started well. I still think you'll have to beat them if you want to get to the championship this season. So, you know, they'll be buoyed by confidence today, and they'll be looking forward to playing us on Tuesday night, as we're looking forward to playing them. But I think before we do that, I think I'm going to have a couple of celebratory drinks tonight, and then we'll start planning tomorrow for the game.
First travel away as well.
Yeah, really. First travel away. So, you know, it'd be good. And lads are going to have to take half a day off work. And, you know, we'll look after them food-wise. And, you know, it'd be good for us all to travel with some new lads in there. And, you know, but it'd be, like you say, it's been in the men's 7 days. You know, Stafford, Lancaster, Kaiser today. And then we go into the next 7 days. So, you know, it's huge, isn't it? We're unbeaten. Over 12 months unbeaten. And, you know, we talked about my two-year anniversary. You know, I think it was Tuesday night, just gone. And my tenure started with a 1-1 draw against Alfreton, and it was 1-1 on Tuesday night against Lancaster, and then who would have thought it, you know, a few days later we're in the first round of the FA Cup. So yeah, really proud manager, really looking forward to the next chapter now.
Neil Reynolds there speaking to FC Live following his side's progression to the first round proper in the FA Cup. And you can find out who FC United have been drawn against by watching BBC Two at 7:10 PM on Monday evening. Next up for the Reds in the league, though, will be Tuesday's away match at South Shields. There are significant changes to matchday arrangements this season due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. So for further information ahead of this game, please visit www.fc-utd.co.uk. But if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll have full commentary on Tuesday evening right here on FC Radio. Tune in from 7:30 PM on www.fc-radio.co.uk. And that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio. Officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.